You know, I like when worlds collide. In our opening segment every day, we promote 738 Ag and Early Bird. Well, we had a
worlds
wonderful...
Worlds collide.
Worlds collided because 738 Ag Joey and the team and Christy out there, they sent us Early Bird for breakfast. We just had some hash holes during the break.
World famous.
Which are really good.
With the cheese dipping sauce.
We got bagel sandwiches also, egg sandwiches. Oh, thank you, Early Bird, and thank you, 738 Ag, for that.
Joey reached out and Uber Eats and sent a full breakfast to us. And also the thing, too, it's still hot.
It is.
The food was still, Joey, it came in unbelievable.
And we had a moment here because Sip went full reporter mode. He walked in front of this building. I saw him go all the way over here. And then he saw over there, I think the bag was over there because we were told that there was a delivery.
Yes.
We couldn't find it. And you saw it over there. So well done, Sip. You saw this
over at the condominiums?
Yes, which is also 1040, which is why
this makes sense. Why they said the door was locked.
Well, the doors are locked. Door says 1040 on it. Yeah. So that's why there's confusion.
Okay, good job, Jake.
But,
good job.
But Joey.
Thank you, Joey. 738.
I got anhydrous ammonia going down. And he's getting his food.
Yeah, and I have it in my throat right now, so I can't talk. Wow, it's good.
You did. You got very aggressive.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Swim had a hash hole, too. Then he did a gesture at you.
He gestured us, which
I thought
was...
Not the radio gesture.
Yeah, not very, yeah. For a team that wants to be together.
Come on, Swim. Gave you breakfast over there. Thanks to 738 Egg and Early Bird. Bill Belichick is apparently a potential candidate for the New York Giants opening. He's, 74 years old right now? He's had an interesting year at Carolina. His 1 year has been very odd. At Carolina, they're still trying to make a bowl game. He says, I'm focusing on Wake Forest right now, not the Giants opening. But if you are a Giants fan or ownership there, does it make sense to bring in his 70s, Bill Belichick to be your head coach at this point? Would you want him there?
It's a weird discussion.
It is. It's an odd discussion.
Legitimate candidate.
I don't know, because it's one of those. One thing about the NFL is they don't care a lot. They want to... It's like, hey, we're putting. We need to win 1 year. And we just need if you get a Super Bowl on your team on right now. If somehow the Cardinals win the Super Bowl and they don't win for 30 more years, they still have won a Super Bowl. And so
it's on your ledger,
And so the Giants are like,
Here's what's weird about it. Because there's a part of me that says, couldn't they do better than Belichick? How many Super Bowl rings does he have? Yeah.
Is it six?
Not enough. Not enough to fit on one hand. That's just
his head coaching days.
Yeah, he's got more.
That's not his assistant coaching days.
So why do we ask, could they do better than Belichick?
And this gets back to because he was an assistant coach with the Giants. Mm-hmm. So there's a tie to the family.
Mm-hmm. Why do we say that, though, about him?
Well, I think where it's concerned is it's like his last few years, which, whatever, everyone has. I'm not jumping on the bandwagon of negativity, but it didn't go well in New England.
Right.
Things were not going well here. And then there's an odd, this last year has been very odd. I mean, no matter how you cut it, it's been weird with the girlfriends slash, with
I'm not going to push back.
His creative muse is what she's been, that's what she's been called, his creative muse.
We have not heard from her for a while, by the way. It's kind of been silent with her since September.
Oh. And they have, and now it's kind of, well, he's having some success. And you go back and look at who they beat. They beat, Syracuse, and they beat Stanford. So it's not like, oh, man, we're really getting ourselves together.
It's kind of like UConn.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit. It is. I'm not going to push back on that.
Anyway.
Belichick, by the way, 8-time champion. 6 times as a head coach, 2 times as an assistant. 8-time champion of the Super Bowl. Pretty good career.
So it's an odd conversation.
But does it make sense, though?
I don't think it makes sense.
You'd have to do is line up who else they're considering. Then I'd want to see who makes the most sense.
I don't think this would happen, but I did see, because maybe it's playing itself out in Pittsburgh, so Mike Tomlin as a potential, hey, what do you want to change the scenery and go to the Giants?
Then I'd go Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin. Yes. I'm a huge fan of him.
Like, I think a change of scenery might do Tomlin good.
The one thing that the Giants have going for him is young quarterback that they feel pretty good about with Dart. Scadaboo out, but we'll be...
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with the Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks. I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back, I think Neighbors, right, is the receiver.
He's out for the year,
for the year two. So they're going to have some players back to be able to do that. But that is, I mean, that would be the oldest hiring ever. I mean, Pete Carroll got hired in his 70s, but he'd be probably age 75 when he got hired with the Giants.
Belichick is currently 73 years old.
73. Okay.
Turned 74 in April.
I know that the age thing is, we always talk about it. I think you always got to consider it case by case, because some guys seem older than they are. Some guys seem younger than they are. Belichick, the age thing doesn't bother me for some reason. It doesn't. He doesn't.
Doesn't affect me a whole lot. The one thing, though, does he want the job? Yes, he wants that record.
Oh, you think he wants the Giants job?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
He would leave. He would leave North Carolina
tomorrow,
this afternoon,
right now.
That'd be, hey, listen, got another opportunity, guys. Fight, you know. Get after Wake Forest, and but I'm going to be up, and I'm heading to New York.
That's interesting.
Just to let you know how old Belichick is, I'm looking at his career, what he's done. He started coaching in the NFL in 1975.
That's amazing.
He was Baltimore Colts before even were the Indianapolis Colts or Ravens.
That's amazing.
He was a special assistant for the Baltimore Colts in 1975.
There are a few things that make me feel young. That makes me feel young.
Yeah, it does.
He was in the NFL coaching when we were in junior high.
And now we're trying to see him to be hired to be the Giants head coach.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's a wow.
75.
I love, though, when people say he's linked to the job. Well, the people that linked him is just the media.
Yes.
He's not been linked from the Giants. Like, yes, we definitely have interest in him.
Those things are always tricky.
Because sometimes you hear people say stuff, and then you go back and you talk to them. Like, so did you ever talk to them? Like, going, no, they never even reached out to me. I have no contact with that school or
NFL
friend. It's just like, sometimes you go, oh, wow, with that part being out there.
And then sometimes there's just people lying outright to you.
Like, are the Giants with the Giant fan base? I think it'd be kind of a.
It didn't.
I don't know if the Giants.
It didn't end well with him and Belichick in New England. When Brady left, they were not very good. So did football pass him by with the NFL, or is it just didn't get the right quarterback after Brady? It's a big question.
It's a lot to it. Yeah. But I don't think the Giants fans going crazy. I don't see them being like that.
Who would they go crazy about, though?
Yeah, I don't know. It's always a. And there's not going to.
I don't know.
Who is it, Jake? Who do they go get? Who's the hot coordinators?
If they could get Mike Tomlin, that'd be very popular. But he's not available right now.
Mm-hmm. There's a coordinator. They're hot.
It isn't funny too, like that. So right away, it's like Tomlin, take him. And we just got in Washington play against
the Chargers.
Against the Chargers, it was terrible.
But it's like we said before, though, too. It's his body of work.
Oh, absolutely. And then also, I go by Tomlin the most. I said Barrett Rood played for him, and guys that play for him. And Barrett Rood says he's the best coach he's ever had. He said
that's a pretty good endorsement
right there. So he's the best coach he ever had. So I go by what players that played for him. They're just – and sometimes, like, do I look down on him like, well, it's Tomlin's fault they didn't score on offense. No, not really. Because you see in the NFL all the time, it's like, wow. You know, just the other day we turned the film on. It's like, well, the Bills, man, they're really good. And the one thing is that the truth is that Miami is a complete train wreck, and Miami ran them off the field. They ran them off the field. They just fired their GM.
Right.
They're 2-7, and it's like, this is horrific. And then you turn the film on, you go, I can see the Dolphins making a run into the playoffs. Yeah. If you weren't looking at the record, if you just watched the team,
good in that game.
If you just watched the game, you go, I can see these guys making a run in the playoffs.
Weird. That's so odd.
That's, you don't see a lot of,
so odd.
Like, I don't know if you're going to watch if you're going to watch UCLA and go, you know what? I'm watching against Ohio State. They can make a run in the playoffs.
I don't think
no,
so.
I don't think you're going to see that.
No.
I think that's going to happen.
No, I don't see that.
So you see some weird stuff happen. So, you know, I would say this. I'd like to see it. It's interesting. Yeah. If the Giants hire Belichick, that's more interesting to me than if they hire some coordinator from the Jaguars.
Right. No, I'm with you on that.
It makes it more interesting to me. So I'd
it
like,
does.
I'd yeah. like to do that.
Bring him back to the NFL,
so for sport,
Belichick.
For sport, it interests me.
Me too.
The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.